You checking out the Mix Show Madness with DJ Rampage.
Haters, step aside.
Make some noise!
Get ready.
The Lance J Radio Network.
Rapping.
Howard University Radio. Right here on
Sirius XM
Channel 141. Yep.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Studios.
I'm burning, suckers aware protection. Now who's next when Ed's flexing? I'm the bread, and you are just a crumb off. Mentioning your sh**y, but you still can't come off. I'm from Roxbury, the berry, but not the fruit, y'all. Don't make me act like where I come from, cause it's brutal. Hold my bone in a zone that's neutral. Soon to be lost, the whole nine yards, but I ain't suit, y'all. Suckers be swearing that their staring is gonna scare me. Look but don't touch, and if you do, be prepared, G, to go out. Just like your first day off punishment. The Bulldogs, Roxbury, and Boston is what I represent. The Black United was living indirectly on grooving sounds. At first you didn't know us, but now it's like you'll put me down. We didn't get in there so you can get in with us. You wasn't down when we was riding the bus. So put on your Adidas and step off. I got to have it. No need for me to run away. Brother, put the gun away. You wanna take my life away as if we were in combat. You can buy some new Adidas, but you can't buy my life back. Ayo, what's up with that? Why is it like that? Let's stand together, y'all, and fight that in a race to replace waste with a taste just in case. You can't.
Back on Lance Day Radio Network. If you was my kid for what you did. HR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Shout out to my man DJ Rampage. On the wheels of steel. Ed OG, this is I Got to Have It from Ed OG and the Bulldogs. Ed OG is a highly underrated hip hop artist. Kind of shows how great the classic hip hop era is. I get a lot of flack from my young nieces and nephews. They're like, man, you play all this old people music. You don't play any of the mumble rap. You don't play anything that's new. I don't want to start naming names. I don't want no beef if I bump into someone in the streets, but we keep it with the old school. And Ed OG kind of personifies that. You got guys like Ed OG, Black Sheep, you know, Drez. There's so many great artists that were out in that particular era. Cypress Hill is so underrated. I play a lot of Cypress Hill on this show. People forget about, rest in peace, Heavy D. Heavy D was amazing. Heavy D was a superstar. Biggie looked up to Heavy D. Just a great era. I remember Salt and Pepper. They could rock a show. There was just so much amazing talent in the classic hip hop era before, you know, rap became more mainstream with the Nas's of the world, the Biggies of the world. Big L. I've talked to this show many times about Big L. I really truly believe. And I get a lot of flack for this. I believe that Big L was perhaps the best talent in the history of the genre. Meaning that had Big L lived and had he was super underground and grimy. But if you would put Big L with a Kanye production, with a Dilla production, with a Swiss Beats production, a Just Blaze, Big L may have been the biggest star out of all of these guys. So just so much talent. Big Daddy Kane, amazing talent. I want to call out, I'm getting a lot of hate mail from Michigan fans. So I want to go over some brief stats because people lie, but numbers don't lie. So if you're a Michigan Wolverines, a.k.a. Scum, lowercase sc, capital UM, a.k.a. Ann Arbor Community College, a.k.a. Ohio State's little brother. I know that Michigan fans have been trolling the Ohio State Natty. And Michigan has owned Ohio State for the last 4 years. We're really impressed that you found one class that was superior to Ohio State on the field. And I can't take that away from the Wolverines. They've owned Ohio State. four L's in a row. But let's, I think the Michigan Wolverine fans, they have forgotten that football hasn't only existed the last half decade. So here's some numbers for you, and feel free to fact check. National championships this century, that's 2000 to the present. Ohio State has three, Michigan has one. National championships in the AP poll era. Now, I know Michigan fans, they love to tout all of the national championships. If you go to the Michigan Wolverines website and acclaim national titles, I think they had a five-xer or a four-xer. They won like four or five in a row between 1899. No, I'm serious. Between 1899 and 1904, I think they had a clean sweep. So that was doing when Teddy Roosevelt was in office, Michigan was popping. They were elite. And you know, a lot of people don't realize Ohio State, first and foremost, Michigan has a 15-year head start of playing football. So they have more wins, but they've been playing football for 15 more years. And if you look at the schedule of the Michigan Wolverines, I'm gonna pull it up right now. Give me a second here. This is the schedule for 1901. It's just a random year where Michigan won a national championship. They played a school called Albion College. I don't know who the hell that is. They played Case Western University, which is a medical school in Cleveland. I'm pretty sure that they're not playing football at Case Western. You have Indiana and Northwestern. They beat those. They played Buffalo. They played Carlisle College. They beat Ohio State that year. So they beat Ohio State 21-0. Congrats. They played Beloit University and Chicago Tech. I'm not joking. That's really their schedule. So we're all really impressed with those natties from back in the day. And look, nobody can take those from you. The leather helmet days of football is still football nonetheless. But back to some modern stats. Since the AP poll, present era of football, when there's actual polling where you had to have people vote on you to win a national championship, Ohio State has won 9, Michigan has won 3. That's modern football. Ohio State with 9 natties, Michigan with 3 natties. Michigan with 4, excuse me. I don't want to shortchange them. With 4 national championships. College football playoff appearances. So if you go to the recent era where we are now, Ohio State 6, Michigan 2. College football playoff wins, Ohio State 7, Michigan 2. If you go back to the BCS era, and this is basically the settle it on the field era, Ohio State has been a national championship finalist 6 times since 1998. Michigan won. And then head-to-head, this is the stat that's the most mind-boggling. This century, Ohio State's record against Michigan is 17-5. And that's with... That's not a lie or a statistic. It's something that's verified. They had 1 year where Ohio State had to vacate a win. And then there was a year where Jim Harbaugh was scared to play because he knew that they were going to get boat raced again by Michigan. And they basically forfeited the game as opposed to playing. So they didn't have the game during the COVID era. Ohio State's up 17-5 in the century. So what that means is even with winning 4 games in a row, prior to that, you were 1-17 against The Ohio State University. I mean, my goodness. At some point, you have to win or it's not a rivalry. I'm not trying to take away from Michigan's natty last year. I'm not one of those, hey, they were stealing signs. I'm just like, hey, they were better than Ohio State. They've been more physical. They've run the ball down Ohio State's throats. Harbaugh is a better coach than Ryan Day. But put some respect on Ohio State's name. You are not Big Brother. Michigan, at the end of the day, Ann Arbor Community College, you're a lot closer to being Princeton and Yale, which when collected a lot of natties before electricity existed with the T Model Ford, before the Industrial Revolution, when people were still working the cotton gin, you're closer to Princeton, Yale, and Harvard than you actually are The Ohio State University. Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this. You're at a farm. The produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help Feeding Children Everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The Construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey.
You definitely from
Uptown,
New York.
You
definitely
Manhattan,
from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Healthcare goes beyond the walls of your UIO, and you could be a pathway for germs to spread to someone else or to the environment without even knowing it. Because we use our hands to touch almost everything, hands can be considered the universal pathway for germ spread. Germs that are found in reservoirs of the human body, like the skin, gut, respiratory system, and blood, can spread to surfaces where they can be picked up by hands or devices and spread to other surfaces and people. That's why protocols for cleaning hands are in place for healthcare warriors to follow. Be a good relative and clean your hands before and after serving every client or patient. Let's keep our community safe. For more information, visit NCUI.org.
Downs lets it take a bounce, picks it up at the 21, spins out of traffic, up the sideline, with room, here he gallops, cuts it back, Downs, the Alabama transfer, here at Ohio State, touchdown, world famous!
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.